Chapter 11, Sloane. Name, Goo Goo Dolls. This place isn't as crappy as I thought it was going to be, I said, loud enough that Jason could hear me through the door. Jason lived in a silver Airstream trailer parked behind some music executive's mansion in Calabasas. An Olympic-sized pool glistened within 10 steps of Jason's front door, surrounded by birds of paradise and waterfalls. The whole place was green. I could only imagine how much it cost to water everything in the drought. There were penalties for using too much water. My lawn was dead. I'd like to say this was due to my support of water conservation, but my sprinklers were broken and I couldn't afford the fix or the water to bring the grass back to life. Whoever owned this place must be loaded. His trailer was small but neat and comfortable, no frills. Kind of exactly where I would have expected Jason to live. He was a bit of a minimalist from what he'd said to me during our talks. He'd driven us over in his black truck, and that was practical and functional too. It was older but clean, not like my car. I made a mental note to never let Jason in my car. He laughed. "And why were you expecting someplace crappy?" he said from the other side of the bedroom door. "Because you said Tucker chewed up everything." I picked up a picture frame from the counter and studied the photo of Jason in thick winter clothes, smiling with his dog. A snowy backdrop as far as the eye could see spilled out behind them. Not my favorite shot of him. I liked the ones where I could see more skin. I set it down hurriedly as he opened the door of his room. God, he was easy to look at. I felt my face flush again. When he'd walked into my kitchen, my body had turned on like a house coming out of a 2-year-long power outage. Everything switched on until the entire place was lit and all the appliances were running. Heart, cheeks, lungs, eyes, the tips of my fingers, the butterflies in my stomach, ringing in my ears, weakness in my knees, all alive, all buzzing with electricity. He looked from me to the picture frame.
"That's in Minnesota," he said, leaning on the counter, his arm almost touching mine.
I swallowed hard. He smelled good, really good. Something crisp and clean like pine and fresh laundry. It made me want to lean in and take a deep breath.